Chapter 51. Give ear to me, you who are searching for righteousness, who are looking for the Lord, see the rock from which you were cut out, and the hole out of which you were taken. Let your thoughts be turned to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth, for when he was but one, my voice came to him, and I gave him my blessing, and made him a great people. For the Lord has given comfort to Zion, he has made glad all her broken walls, making her waste places like Eden, and changing her dry land into the garden of the Lord. Joy and delight will be there, praise and the sound of melody. Give attention to me, O my people, and give ear to me, O my nation, for teaching will go out from me, and the knowledge of the true God will be a light to the peoples. Suddenly will my righteousness come near, and my salvation will be shining out like the light. The sea lands will be waiting for me, and they will put their hope in my strong arm. Let your eyes be lifted up to the heavens, and turn to the earth which is under them, for the heavens will go in flight like smoke, and the earth will become old like a coat, and its people will come to destruction like insects. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not come to an end. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge of righteousness, in whose heart is my law. Have no fear of the evil words of men, and give no thought to their curses. For like a coat they will be food for the insect, the worm will make a meal of them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake! Awake! Put on strength, O arm of the Lord, awake! As in the old days, in the generations long past. Was it not by you that Rahab was cut in two, and the dragon wounded? Did you not make the sea dry, the waters of the great deep? Did you not make the deep waters of the sea a way for the Lord's people to go through? Those whom the Lord has made free will come back with songs to Zion, and on their heads will be eternal joy. Delight and joy will be theirs, and sorrow and sounds of grief will be gone forever. I, even I, am your comforter. Are you so poor in heart as to be in fear of man who will come to an end, and of the Son of Man who will be like grass? And you have given no thought to the Lord your Maker, by whom the heavens were stretched out, and the earth placed on its base, and you went all day in fear of the wrath of the cruel one, when he was making ready for your destruction. And where is the wrath of the cruel one? The prisoner, bent under his chain, will quickly be made free, and will not go down into the underworld, and his bread will not come to an end. For I am the Lord your God, who makes the sea calm when its waves are thundering. The Lord of armies is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth, covering you with the shade of my hand, stretching out the heavens, and placing the earth on its base, and saying to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, up, O Jerusalem, you who have taken from the Lord's hand the cup of his wrath, tasting in full measure the wine which overcomes. She has no one among all her children to be her guide, not one of the sons she has taken care of takes her by the hand. These two things have come on you, who will be weeping for you. Wasting and destruction, death from need of food, and from the sword. How may you be comforted? Your sons are overcome, like a roe in a net. They are full of the wrath of the Lord, the punishment of your God. So now give ear to this, you who are troubled and overcome, but not with wine. This is the word of the Lord your Master, even your God who takes up the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup which overcomes, even the cup of my wrath. It will not again be given to you, and I will put it into the hand of your cruel masters, and of those whose yoke has been hard on you, who have said to your soul, down on your face, so that we may go over you, and you have given your backs like the earth, even like the street, for them to go over.